now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. I'm Grady Deaton, and this is Coffee at KYUK. As usual, I'm excited, sharing my excitement with you, and faith in the day ready with coffee on my sideboard. I am very interested to talk to my guest this morning. It appears people are staying home and staying safe, but to get a better feel for the travel conditions on the road or ice road or lack thereof, Mark Leary from Bethel Search and Rescue joins us on the telephone this morning. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us, and please feel free to say hi to anyone you need to say hello to.
First, I'll say good morning to winter. Yeah, another good cold morning. I wanted to say good morning to John Broski up at Napaimute. Do I have time to tell a quick story about John?
Absolutely.
Well, John, he lives in a cabin he built himself out of logs about 5 miles below Napaimute, and he lives there all year round, and he gets his mail 20 miles downriver at Joahpalak. And last winter, because of freeze-up conditions, they were so terribly rough, and the water froze so high, the beaches were covered. He wasn't able to check his mail for several months. So we were plowing the ice road up, and we got a hold of him on the radio and asked him, do you need us to bring anything, knowing he hadn't been able to go anywhere since October, and this was early February we were plowing, and he said, yeah, can you check my mail? Okay, yeah, no trouble. So on our way up, I went to the post office in Joahpalak and checked his mail, and I found out one guy can get a lot of mail from October to February. His mail filled up the inside of my truck, and then there was a few boxes in the back on top of it. So, and then we plowed up, and that stretch of the river was really hard on us last year. It took us 14 hours to go up to Napaimute from Joahpalak, 20 miles, and he patiently waited for us. And we got to his cabin about after midnight, and he was out there on the river with his ice pick and his little sled waiting for his mail, that first mail he'd gotten since October.
Wow.
Yeah, so talk about isolation, you know. I also wanted to say a quick good morning to my grandsons in Aniak, Mason and Rainier. I have a new grandson up there, too, now, Cody Gerald Morgan. So good morning to all of you. What we did yesterday, you know, we've been keeping a close eye on our local area, the immediate area around Bethel, knowing from our November 18th flight that there was open water that we needed to keep track of. Mm-hmm. And we've been going out by snow machine regularly, keeping track of things. And then we've been kind of on hold with this last stretch of bad weather. You know, all the wind and the snow, and it was fairly cold. Mm. Yesterday was a beautiful day, so we got out my snow machine to take a first-hand look.
Right.
And I need to say good morning to my teammates that were with me yesterday. I had a real good team. Jim Pete and Daniel Chikuchin and Robert Wise. We covered a lot of ground yesterday. Our first priority was looking at the nearest open water to Bethel. So we went through Strait Slough to go check that bad area outside the upper end of Strait Slough and in the crossing from Strait Slough to Church Slough. And we were really, really happy to see that all that has frozen up. We safely went through that area and made the crossing up over to Church Slough, checking the ice. That area looks okay now. So from there, we went on up the main Kuskokwim past Chuabi Island, and we were looking for that open hole that was in the main river, middle of the main river, below the bluffs, the Bethel Bluffs. That open water has also gone away.
Oh, wow.
A big part of that was that storm, you know, all that blowing snow. It really helps open water freeze up.
Oh, okay.
So then we went up to check. Right now, the nearest open water is at the lower end of the Greek island on the main channel side, the same area where we lost Pavel of Bayayo some years back. Same area right there. There's a very large open hole. It's not very wide, but it's long. DJ estimated it to be 300 yards long.
Ooh.
So, but it's, you know, it's right up against the cut bank. And we're going to have a search and rescue Zoom meeting tonight, and we're going to talk about getting out there and getting that one marked. The next open water we went to check is right at the mouth of the Greek River. I think that's the late Aldrich Lacander's fish camp there on the island. It's right out from that fish camp. But thankfully, it's marked. And that credit goes to Akichuk Transportation, Tribal Transportation, and Search and Rescue Crew. Thank you guys for taking care of that hole. It's well marked. Of course, we need to remind everybody what open water marking looks like. Whenever you see willows spaced close together, usually in a large circle around an open hole, and then most of the time they have blue reflectors on them. Blue is a region-wide symbol for open water or thin ice. So after we took a look at our immediate area, the Bethel area, we decided to go on up the river and take a look at conditions. So we went all the way up to the Y. There is a marked trail from Bethel to Quishluk. I need to clarify what kind of trail we're talking about. Snow machine trail. There's no ice road, no truck trail yet. So there is a marked snow machine trail, from Bethel to Quishluk. It uses Joe Pete's Bend, Church Slough, and then goes on up to the Y and uses the Akiachuk Channel and uses the portage that comes out at Max's Fish Camp right across the mouth of Quishluk River. That's the main trail to Quishluk right now.
Mark, how's that marked? Like just to differentiate for me from the blue markings that designate open water along some places, what is the markings for trail markers?
That trail is marked with Cusco 300 type markers. You know, the store bought wooden stakes with fluorescent red top and a white reflector on them. Somebody has also filled in spaces with some tall willows with reflectors. So from there we went on up the Akichuk Channel, right up the channel, taking a look. We're really interested in ice thickness, overall ice thickness throughout the lower river. And if I had to say an average, most common thickness that we were seeing yesterday, as we drilled over and over again, was 11 inches.
11.
There's some places where it's thinner, and then there's some places where it's thicker. In the rough ice, there's not very many stretches of rough ice, but where it is rough, it's significantly thicker. That's why we always say we like rough ice. We went on up through the Akichuk Channel and then past Akichuk, and on up past the Akichuk Nukbuk and towards Akiak.
No open holes to speak of, huh?
Not all through that stretch of the river. One of the things that struck me the most yesterday as we left, you know, there's a fair amount of traffic between Akichuk and Bethel and Quishluk and Bethel, you know, not nearly the volume of traffic that we would have in a regular year. But what really struck me as we left Akichuk, and there's kind of a heavy trail for a while. There's a lot of Munuking going on. People like to go up to Kuskokwak and Munuk, and but after that, there was like no trail to Akyak. And then finally we hit two fresh tracks, and it really struck me hard, you know. This is because of the pandemic, and Akyak has been getting hit especially hard, and they've lost dear beloved elders recently, and they're taking this seriously, and I almost felt bad to even keep going, you know. They're hunkering down. They felt the pain. So, but we did go on up and past the village. On our trip yesterday, we didn't enter any village. And in fact, at outside of Akichuk and outside of Kuishluk, they have monitors.
Nice.
Waiting on the river for travelers. If you see somebody in a high-vis vest or a high-vis jacket, you have to stop. You know, you don't just blow by them. Stop. Be courteous. Talk to them. They're not police. They're not out to get you in trouble, but they're just keeping track of who's coming and going. And we did stop and talk to both Michelle at Akichuk and Harvey at Kuishluk. Let them know what we were doing and talk to them, make sure, hoping that everybody in their villages was okay. We went on up past Akyak. People are moving around a little bit around Akyak to do what they always do. The thing I always really like seeing around Akyak is they kept the tradition of setting the Luyaks for lush alive. They always have their lush fish traps out, and they're out checking them. Other than that, you know, just real limited travel. No trail of any kind above Akyak once you get past the Luyaks. But we went on up. I wanted to take a look because there's an area.
Mark, we're gonna end up with no time. So go ahead and tell me what you found just past that area, and then when we'll talk to you again, and what your final words are to listeners, all in the next minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Real quick, there's a huge area of open water up above Mike Napoca's island there, in the area of Majiwik and Undu's island. Huge open area. And we turned from there and we went back down. I wanted to take a look through Kuskokwak. So there is a trail throughout the length of Kuskokwak Sioux. However, there is unmarked open water in there right above Washley B. Van's fish camp, and that's very worrisome because this is the same time of the year we lost those three people on a four-wheeler in that same area. There is a larger open water towards the upper end of Kuskokwak that the Akichuk crew has marked. It's well marked. It's very large, but it's well marked. But then below there's another one by Washley's fish camp that's not marked. There's a trail all the way through Kuskokwak. It goes in through the cutoff to Kuishluk and past Kuishluk village and then back out to the Kuskokwak, there. So that's what we saw yesterday. We're going to make another serious effort to get out on the ground and hopefully maybe in the air before Christmas and get another report out. I think we're also, Grady, we're also planning to have that Christmas call-in show where people from all over
nice.
The region call in and report their conditions in their area.
I look forward to doing that with you, Mark. We're out of time. We'll be airing this again later today and then, of course, tomorrow for all of the travelers to be advised. Thank you for your time and your report, Mark. Thank you for joining me. We've been listening to Mark Leary report on conditions around the media area and then further afield from Bethel on trails and marked open holes on the river and advising travelers to be aware of all of that and also to file trip reports whenever you go anywhere. And I'm going to say, don't forget to be awesome to each other. That's all I have to say.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon Country.